Mr. Gruber looked at Martha and says, Martha, I have a strange feeling you know where the dog is. Now, where is he? Says, Martha, you're not going to lie to your husband, are you? No, Silas, I don't intend to lie to my husband. Says, where is he? Silas, I wish you wouldn't do what I think you're going to do. Where's the dog? He's tied up under the front porch. Well. All right, thank you, Martha. He picked up his gun and went out the door. Mr. Gruber took his gun because Martha told him, and she couldn't lie to him because he was her husband. He's under the porch. He kind of smiled, sort of a smirky smile. He says, well, now, this should be real easy. Silas, please, please don't hurt the dog. Oh, this isn't going to hurt a bit. He left. Martha sat down, put her face down in her hands, and she knew when Jackie heard the shot that he would come running down as fast as he could come. She waited and waited. Nothing happened. Pretty soon the screen door opened. You told me he was under the porch. Silas, you asked me if I knew where he was. I said, the last I knew, he was under the porch. He's not there. He's gone. Martha almost smiled. She says, you didn't tell me the truth. She says, Silas, I told you the truth. He says, well, in that case, I know where he is. And he looked up the steps. Martha rushed, said, Silas, please. Jackie had the door open. He heard all of this. He says, Ritzy, he says, we've got to get out of here. He says, fast. He quickly grabbed his things together, opened the window and grabbed Ritzy around the waist and his few belongings and the food that Mrs. Gruber had given him, and they started down the trellis. It was the first time Ritzy ever had gone down a trellis. And Jackie was holding on to him. And finally, when he got about halfway down, Jackie could hear Mr. Gruber looking around. He says, he's in here somewhere, I know. He looked over and saw the open window. He rushed over to the window and looked down. Just about that time, the last rung on the trellis broke. Ritzy and Jackie went sprawling down on the bottom. Come back here! He pointed the gun down. Mrs. Gruber was right after him. She says, Silas, you might hit the boy. No! He says, I'll go downstairs and get him. Jackie says, come on, Ritzy. He says, run. They got up and ran to the stable as fast as they could go. They got a hold of Maggie. He says, come on, Maggie. He says, if you ever could run, run now. He says, come on. Jackie looked out through the door, open door, and he saw Mr. Gruber coming with his gun as fast as he could. He says, Ritzy, run. He says, run. Ritzy tore out across the field as fast as he could go. Jackie jumped on Maggie and followed. And as he looked back, he could hear Mr. Gruber screaming, you come back here! And the more he'd hear Silas yell, the faster Maggie would go because she was frightened too. Finally, when they knew they were far enough away, they slowed down. Jackie says, gee. He says, I'm glad we got out of that. And every so often he'd look back, but Mr. Gruber wasn't following. He knew he couldn't go into the village and work for the blacksmith because Mr. Gruber had come to town with his gun and he would find Ritzy. So he decided he would just go on east and maybe he could find his uncle. And as he rode along in the darkness, he kept thinking, he says, I bet my uncle is a rich man. I bet he has the best farm in the whole country. And I bet he's got horses and he'll say that I could ride all the horses and I won't have to work anymore. And Ritzy, he says, you'll have steaks and... Ritzy looked up and licked his chops. And he says, well, I'm just making this up, though. He says, I'm not sure. And finally, they came to a haystack. And that's where Jackie spent the night. He crawled in under the hay. So did Ritzy. Maggie stood by munching on the hay. It was a nice place for her to eat. And finally, when he woke up, the sun was up. Jackie yawned and brushed the straw off for him and reached down and got the sack of food and began to have his breakfast. Ritzy sat down beside him and waited, and every so often he'd throw Ritzy a piece of bread or something, and Ritzy, boom. He says, I don't think you're ever gonna learn manners, Ritzy. He says, I just don't think you ever will. Ritzy licked his chops and waited for another piece. He says, I know what I can do. And he began to pick off little pieces of meat, little small pieces. And Ritzy would take him in his mouth, and this time he wouldn't go, boom, because there wasn't enough to swallow. And Jackie says, well, Ritzy, I'm proud of you. You finally learned manners. He says, here, take this big piece. Ritzy grabbed it, boom. He says, oh, I give up. He says, come on. He says, we have a long way to go. So as they traveled east, Jackie didn't know where he was going, but he would stop at farmhouses and ask if he could cut wood or bring in the water or do any kind of chores so that he could get food for Ritzy and his horse. Most of the farmers were very kind, and the housewives were very kind, and sometimes they'd even ask him to stay for night. And he would always say, well, I want to get on my way. He says, I'm looking for my uncle, even though he didn't know whether he even had an uncle, really. And as the days went by, he realized that someplace, somewhere, he's going to have to find a place to stay. And one evening, he was going by a schoolhouse, and for the first time he wondered, he says, wouldn't it be nice if I could go to school and learn something? He saw the horses out in the back that the kids rode to school, and there was a few dogs around the school waiting for the children to come out. And as he rode by, he thought, how good some people have it. They have a mother and a father and a home and get to go to school, and they have a dog and horse. Of course, he says, I have that too, but I don't have a farm, and I don't have a mother, and I don't have a father, and I can't go to school because I've got to work. And as he was thinking all this, he heard the kids screaming back of him, and they were coming out of the schoolhouse and going home. He didn't pay much attention to them. And finally, every so often, he'd look back, and he saw three boys on three horses and a dog following. And every so often, he'd look back, and they were getting closer and closer. Finally, the boy, the biggest one of the three, was riding almost along the side of Jackie and Maggie. He said, hey, kid. He said, what's that thing you're riding? He said, it's my horse, Maggie. Ha! You call that a horse. He says, hey. He says, look, he calls that a horse. And the two other boys begin to laugh. He says, some horse. He says, skin and bones. He says, why don't you get off and carry the horse? He says, she doesn't need to be carried. She's a strong horse. She'll carry me. Finally, they saw Ritzy. He says, hey, look at that mutt. He says, what a three of you are. He says, a boy like you and an old broken down horse and an old mutt. Jackie says, we're just going by. He says, we're not bothering anybody. He says, yeah. He says, look at that dog. He says, you want to see a real dog? He said, Rover, come over here. Rover came out, and he was a big sheepdog, even bigger than Ritzy. He says, you think your dog's pretty good? He said, I think he's the best. The other kids laughed. He says, Rover can beat up any dog in the county. He said, including that mutt of yours. Jackie says, I don't want my dog fighting with anybody. What for? Why should he fight? Because you're yellow, that's why. Jackie says, I'm not yellow. He says, Ritzy will fight anytime he has to, but he doesn't have to. Finally, the big boy says, well, this time he's going to have to. He got down off his horse and grabbed Jackie's bridle. He says, get down off that horse, kid. Jackie got down. He says, I'm going to show you what a real dog can do. He says, come here, Rover. He says, I want you to go over there and eat that dog up for supper. Understand? Jackie was holding on to Ritzy. He says, Ritzy, he says, no. He says, we don't want to fight. He says, well, you don't have a chance, boy. He says, go get him. Ritzy stood there, and finally when Rover started coming after him, he jumped away from Jackie, and the two of them began to fight. And Rover was a big husky dog. Every so often he'd grab Ritzy by the neck and flip him over and on time begin to chew on him. Jackie says, he says, get your dog off. He says, he's going to kill him. Big boy laughed. He says, well, you're not telling me anything new. He says, I don't want him to fight. And finally Jackie says, all right. He says, Ritzy, Ritzy. And finally Ritzy broke loose. He grabbed him around the neck. There was blood on his neck. He says, all right, Ritzy, get him. Go get him. Ritzy just stood there and showed his teeth. Rover came and made a jump at him. Ritzy ducked. Ritzy jumped on top of him and grabbed him by the neck and sunk his teeth into as hard as he could. Rover had no chance to escape now. And Ritzy slowly began to clamp his jaws down. The blood began to ooze down into the dirt. The two little boys came, rushed out. He said, he's killing him, he's killing him. Jackie says, I know he is. The big boy, he says, stop him, stop him. He says, all right. He said, Ritzy. He reached over and grabbed him. He said, Ritzy, that's enough. And he pulled him off. Rover got up with his tail hanging low and his head bent down and blood running from his neck. Started to go over to the boys. Elmer, which he was the oldest of the three, looked down and he says, oh, what's Dad going to say when he sees this? The two other boys says, well, I didn't start it. He says, he's going to kill us all. Jackie said, well, I'm sorry about your dog. He said, well, sorry. He said, that's not going to help. Jackie says, well, that's going to be your problem. He says, come on, Ritzy. He got on his horse and began to go down the road. Finally, he heard horses coming faster behind him. And the big boy pulled up along the side of Jackie. He says, what's your name, kid? He said, Jackie Anderson. He says, what's yours? He says, Elmer. And he said, those are my two brothers. He says, would you be willing to do me a favor? He says, I want to apologize the way we acted. He says, I know that you don't have to do this. He said, but Jackie says, what is it? He said, would you come home with us tonight? Jackie said, what for? He said, well, when Dad sees this dog chewed up like that, he's not going to believe me at all. He said, there's no dog in the county that could do that. He said, except yours. He said, would you please? He says, I might get into trouble. He says, no, you won't. He says, you just got to come and help us tell Dad the truth. He said, he won't believe it. And the two other boys came up with almost tears. He said, would you please, Jackie, would you please? Jackie thought about it. Well, you sure your father won't be mad at me? He says, no. He says, we'll probably catch it, but he won't be mad at you. Jackie says, all right, I'll come. He says, maybe I can get supper out of it, huh? And the three of them laughed. He says, yeah, my mom's the best cook in the whole county. Jackie had just said that he would accept the invitation, but he was rather worried because he didn't know what their father would say. And finally, Elmer says, well, I really didn't tell you. He said, that's Fred. And that's Ralph. And he says, then we have a little brother at home. He's a pest, though. Jackie says, well, glad to know you. The two boys looked at Jackie and said, are you really sure? He says, after we started everything. Jackie says, oh, well. He says, I can forget. He says, after all, Rover got the worst of it. They finally turned into the yard, into the farmyard. And Jackie looked around. It was a nice place, much better than his. Nice trees around the home. And finally, as the boys turned into towards the house, there was a lady on the porch. And she says, well, boys, you're home a little early. And I said, well, not really, we're not. He says, we have a friend we brought home. She dusted her apron, the crumbs out of her apron. She'd been baking something. And she says, oh, how nice. Who do you have? And the boys got off their horses, and Jackie did too, and they walked up to the porch, and the mother looked, and Elmer said, this is my mother. And he said, my dad's probably out in the barn somewhere. She says, well, is this a school chum of yours, Elmer? No. We just met him on the way home from school. Oh, well, that's nice. You didn't introduce me. Oh, it's Jackie Anderson, Jackie Anderson. Jackie says, how do you do, ma'am? She looked him over, and finally she looked at the dog. She says, that is your dog? She says, yes, ma'am, it is. She says, his name's Ritzy. And she looked at the blood. Did he get hurt somewhere? A little bit. And then all of a sudden, from behind Elmer, she saw Rover sticking his head out. She walked over and said, Rover, you have a... She reached down. There was blood on her. She says, Elmer, what happened to this dog? Well, Mama, he says, they got in a fight. That's what they did. They got in a fight, and I couldn't... Well, says, Ritz had beat him up. She looked at her hand. She says, do you know what your father's going to say about this? Says, do you know what he's going to say? Yes, sir, I do. He says, we'll probably get the strap again. Ralph and Freddie kind of hid behind a tree. He says, it was their fault, too. It was their fault, too. He says, we all start picking on Ritzy and Jackie's horse and everything and made fun of him and started a fight. And he says, his dog just tore him to pieces. They heard a voice coming from behind the barn. He says, what's going on out there? Clyde, you better come here. He says, I think we have a problem. He came forward. He says, what's wrong? He says, oh, we have a visitor. Alma says, this is Jackie Anderson. We found him on the way, we met him on the way home from school. And that's his dog, Ritzy. Did you see the blood on Rover, Clyde? Clyde reached down. What happened to this dog? Jackie looked at Mr. Martins, Clyde Martins. He says, sir, he said, it was my fault, really. He says, I told Ritzy to go get him because, well, Rover was chewing up my dog. Elmer, did you start a fight? It was my fault, Dad, yes. I said, we were picking on Jackie because he had a swayback old horse and had an old dog we thought we could beat up, and we started it. Clyde Martins looked at Jackie. Jackie knew now this was the last moment that he'd been waiting for. What would he do? Would he threaten Ritzy? Or what? He walked over to Jackie. He says, Jackie Anderson, right? Yes, sir. He says, well, I want to shake your hand. And Jackie put out his hand and, yes, sir. He says, anyone that owns a dog around these parts that can do that to a Rover should be mighty proud of their dog. Yes, sir. He said, I am proud. He said, but I'm sorry about it. He said, don't be sorry. He says, I'll talk to Elmer later. Mrs. Martins says, Clyde, don't be too hard on the boy. And finally, Jackie heard a voice coming from behind Mrs. Martins. It said, what's going on? What's going on? Elmer looked. He says, oh, that's my little brother, Juby. He said, who is the boy? Elmer says, that's Jackie Anderson. And he says, and this is Juby, my little brother. The little boy looked up. He says, hi, Jackie. He said, boy, you sure have a nice dog. He says, thank you. He said, but you should teach him better manners. He tore up my dog. He says, well, I didn't mean to. Mrs. Martin said, well, Lance, what are we standing out here talking? Come into the house, get washed up, boys. He says, supper's almost ready. Mr. Martin says, boys, you have chores to do. Jackie says, I'll help. Elmer says, nonsense. He says, you go wash up. He says, we'll be in the house in no time. So Juby looked at Jackie. He said, you come with me. I'll show you where to go. Come on. So he went to the side of the house where the dishpan was and the towels and everything, and Jackie got washed up. And he says, I think maybe we better wash the dogs up too. He said, I'll go get them rags. Mommy! You got some rags around here? Yes, I've got some rags around here. You know what I'd like to do with them? He said, I don't know what. He says, sometime I'd like to stick them in your mouth to keep you quiet. Mommy, that's awful to tell me that. She says, all right, here. She says, by the way, what do you want them for? He said, we're going to clean up the dogs. She says, all right, all right. She gave him some rags, and Juby skipped out down the steps. Here we are, rags for everybody, rags for everybody. Jackie says, thanks. He says, come on, Ritzy. And they began to wash the dogs up. And finally, when they checked Rover over, he wasn't as bad as Jackie thought maybe he was. And the two dogs kind of looked at each other and didn't growl anymore, and it seemed as if they would become friends too. And finally, when they had them all cleaned up, Elmer and his dad and the rest of them were coming in from doing chores, and they looked at the dog. They says, "Well, you did a good job on that, Jackie." "I did too, Dad, I did too." He says, "All right, Juby, you did a nice job too." He said, "Thank you." Finally, they sat down at the table, and they were all cleaned up. Jackie looked at the table. It was set nicely, and there was good food, plenty of food, dessert. And finally, when Mr. Martin bowed his head, he says, "We thank thee, Lord, for this food, for this wonderful day, and we thank you for bringing us a friend, because one can never have enough friends. Thank you. Amen." And quickly, like a flash of lightning, Mr. Gruber flashed through Jackie's mind, and he remembered the prayer he used to give. "It's been another bad day. The crops aren't growing." And Jackie thought, my, what a difference it is between Mr. Martin and Silas, the way they would pray. And finally, everybody began to eat. Mrs. Martin looked at Juby and says, "Juby, what are you going to do with all that food?" He said, "I'm going to eat it." She said, "Well, you've never taken that much before." She says, "All right, you better eat it." And everybody was loading up their plates, Elmer and Ralph, and Jackie tried to be polite and didn't take too much. Finally, Mrs. Martin looked at him and said, "Jackie, load up your plate. I know you're hungry. Now, come on, make yourself at home. This, as long as you're here, this is your home." Jackie looked out and saw Ritzy and Rover standing outside the screen door. Clyde laughed. He says, "And they will get all the scraps, so don't worry about the dogs." Jackie said, "What about my horse?" He says, "Elmer took care of it. He's plenty of oats for everybody." Jackie felt better now that his horse and his dog would be fed, so he began to eat more. And everybody talked and talked about everything under the sun. And finally, he says, "Jackie," he says, "where are you going from here?" Jackie says, "Well, I'll leave right away, I guess." "Land sakes, child, you're not leaving at night. You're going to stay overnight." He said, "We have plenty of room upstairs to sleep." "Yeah, you can sleep with me, Jackie." He said, "I have a big mattress up there," and he said, "lots of hay." He said, "You can even eat some if you want it." Jackie said, "Well, I don't eat hay too often." Elmer says, "Well, Dad, could Jackie, would you stay here for at least a while?" He says, and help. He said, "We need, during the winter we cut trees, and Dad needs some help, and we all help." And oh, I don't think I could stay. You see, I have an uncle somewhere that I'm looking for. Clyde looked at his wife, Sarah, and they both kind of, in their minds, they knew that Jackie was just a stray child looking for something he may never find. And finally, Sarah says, "Jackie, would you like to stay here until you decide where your uncle lives, at least for a few days?" Jackie, "Well, I couldn't do that." He says, I'd be willing to work for my keep and everything." Juby looked at him. He said, "You've got to stay." He said, "Well, I don't have to, but," he said, "I need some help." Jackie says, "What do you need help with?" He said, "Well, I got to feed the chickies." He says, "Well, if I stay, I can help you feed the chickies." He said, "Oh, good, I'll show you how to do it." Jackie says, "Well, I've fed chickens before." He said, "Not the right way." Jackie says, "Well, all right, you can show me." Sarah looks, he said, "Juby, there's a lot of food on your plate." He said, "Well, I'm full, way up to here." He said, "If I take another bite, I'm going to explode." And she says, "If you don't take another bite, you're going to explode too." He looked at the food and he said, "Oh," he said, "I guess my eyes must be bigger than my stomach." He said, "And I've got an awful big stomach." So they were eating supper, and of course, Juby took more than what he could actually eat, because he wanted to show Jackie what a big boy he was and how much he had eaten. And finally, his mother told him that he better eat it all. And he told her that he might explode, and she said, well, you're going to explode if you don't. So finally, they finished dessert. Jackie leaned back. He says, gee, he says, I haven't eaten a meal like this for days. He says, you're a mighty good cook, Mrs. Martin. Oh, now, Jackie, she says, I'm not that good. I said, yes, you are. She says, if next to my mother, you're the best cook I ever met. Well, thank you, Jackie. That's quite a compliment. Mr. Martin got up. He said, well, boys, let's finish up the chores. He says, and we can get in early tonight. He looked at Jackie. He says, you want to go with me? Jackie says, sure, I'm willing to help. He said, anything you want. No, Daddy, no, Daddy, no, Daddy. No what, Juby? He said, he's going to help me with the chickies. Well, that's all right with me. He said, Jackie, do you want to help Juby? He said, he slops the hogs and feeds the chickies. I mean the chickens. So Juby told Jackie, he said, come on, Jackie. He said, I'll show you how. Jackie said, well, I told you I knew how to do it. He said, not the way you're supposed to do it. He said, all right. Mrs. Martin looked at Juby and said, Jackie, don't pay too much attention to him. You better pay attention to me, Jackie. He said, come on. He said, grab the pails. So they went out on the porch and they grabbed the buckets and they went over to the granary and got a big bucket of wheat. He said, come on, come on. Jackie said, I'm coming, I'm coming. He said, now, you take your hand and put it in the wheat. Jackie says, all right. And he said, then you sprinkle it around like this. Jackie says, yes, I see. He said, try it, Jackie. Jackie sprinkled around. He said, that's good, Jackie. He said, but now you have to call the chickies. He says, you mean they all have names? He said, no. He said, like this. You chooky, 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 chooky. The chickens came running. Jack says, all right. Here, chicky, chicky, chicky. No, 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 no. He said, like this. Ooh, chooky, 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 chooky. Jackie said, well, all right. Here, chicky. No, Jackie. Chooky, 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 chooky. All right, all right. Here, chooky, 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 chooky. He said, that's better, Jackie. Try it again. Finally, Jackie got it. He said, here, chooky, 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 chooky. Juby looked up at him. He said, you know, you're the best chicky man I ever had. Jackie said, well, thank you. He said, that's quite a compliment. He said, well, hurry up. He said, we got to slop the hogs. So they fed the chickens, and he said, come on, come on, come on. And he started to run across the yard over to the pig pen. He said, there's the pigs. Jackie says, I know what a pig looks like. He said, well, he said, you never saw my pigs before. He said, over there in that big barrel, he said, is the mash. He said, get a bucket and dip some out and put it in the trough. Jackie says, all right. He went over there and took the lid off the barrel and looked way down. It was practically empty. So he reached down and his feet left the ground and he began to push himself so he could reach the bottom and getting closer and closer to the bottom. And finally he was scraping the bottom, but he was too far over and he fell into the barrel. Juby was looking the other way and he looked around and said, Jackie! He says, Jackie! He said, let's not play games. Finally, Jackie stuck his head out of the barrel. He said, what are you doing in there? Jackie wiped his face of all the mash all over him. He said, I fell in. He says, you like to go in the mash like that? Jackie says, no, I don't. He said, it was almost empty. He said, gee, Jackie, you're a mess. Finally, Ralph rushed over. He says, what happened? Juby said, Jackie fell in the barrel. He says, here, let me give you a hand. And he pulled him out. Mr. Martin came by. He said, "Jackie, what happened?"